1 Timothy 16 says, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil." It is through the craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. It's the idea of greed, being consumed with wealth, or finding security and identity in what one possesses and not who possesses you. Lovers of money. Then there's the lovers of pleasure. Literally, pleasure lovers. If it don't feel good, if it makes me convenient, if I'm not comfortable, I'm not going to serve. See, you thought I was going to go on the sexual vein. No, I went to the vein of service. We don't want to serve because it's not pleasurable. It's not comfortable. It's not convenient. I have to deny myself for somebody else. This world is marked by lovers of pleasure. It describes those who take pleasure as their highest pursuit, their highest goal in life. You know, I just want my kids to grow up and be happy. That's a lover of pleasure. What happens when they're not happy? What do they do to feel their unhappiness? That's the problem with it. It describes prioritizing comfort and entertainment or indulgence above obedience to God. So if I'm a pleasure seeker and I'm a confessing Christian, because I believe if God called me to something, it's going to be smooth. It's going to work out. You're going to see the evidence. You're going to see the massive buildings, the mega buildings, the mega members, the mega influence. You'll see all that mega. And when that mega takes place, then you know God is with me. But if I have to struggle through this Christian life, if I have to overcome one problem, solve it, and another problem comes, I try to solve that, and that ain't, God ain't with me. That's how a person with a pleasure-seeking mind thinks. But that's the world system. Guess who lives in the world? Christians. They're being influenced and impacted by this world. That's why conscience and clarity make sense to me today. If you don't get your conscience right, you can't be clear about your convictions or your confession or even how you should represent God in your life. Instead of loving God, people love themselves more than they should. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's what it didn't say. Love your neighbor with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Only God. And it didn't say love yourself with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. It says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. You see the proper order. Instead of loving others, they love money and pleasure. When love is disordered, listen, life becomes disordered. Isn't that true? When love is disordered and you're disoriented, your life becomes disoriented. As a label, but not as a life. James said, this is religion as a life, James 1:27. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit the orphans. I don't got time for that. Help the widows. They need to help themselves. That's the world mindset. Visit the orphans, the widows, and their affliction. And to keep oneself, here it is, unstained, unspotted from the world. As you move in the world, you've got to keep yourself pure. You've got to stay clean. so it's easy to serve God religiously, ceremonially, but not to serve Him from the heart if we're disconnected. So people go through the motions. Secondly, pursuing knowledge of Scripture without living it out. Waste all your time. which persecutions I endured, yet from them all the Lord rescued me. And for the believer, even death is a rescue. I know you don't feel that way, but it's nevertheless still true. Death is a rescue for the Christian. It's a rescue from this body of sin, from this world of sin, and from the very presence of our sin. True discipleship is both learning truth and imitating God. help us to